This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Examples of synergistic collaboration at work. 7 patterns that show you what team synergy looks like in the real world. In short, these team synergy examples show that collective performance is not accidental. It is built from specific, repeatable behaviours. Teams with strong synergy turn disagreement into better decisions, not stalemates. Role clarity and trust appear together in every working example. When synergy is absent, the cost is visible, not just theoretical. Definition: team synergy examples demonstrate how a group achieves results that no individual member could have produced alone. Team synergy is the condition in which combined effort, trust, and clear communication produce collective output that consistently exceeds the sum of individual contributions. I watched a project team save a product launch once, not because they were talented, because of the moment a junior developer interrupted a senior manager mid-sentence and nobody flinched. That was the first time I truly understood what team synergy examples actually look like in practice, rather than theory. Definitions tell you what a concept means. Examples show you how to recognize it. There's a real gap between those two things, and most people live in that gap, reading about synergy, and then looking at their own teams without quite knowing what to look for. The patterns you need to spot are specific, and they show up in the details of daily interaction. What follows are 5 examples that show exactly what team synergy looks like when it works, and when it does not. If you want to understand the foundations first, start with what team synergy is and why it matters. What to look for in these synergistic collaboration moments. Before we go into the examples, here is what to watch for. Responses that build rather than redirect. When one person contributes an idea and the next person extends it rather than replacing it, that is synergy in motion. You will see the output grow in complexity and quality as the exchange continues. Disagreement that does not stall the work. Strong synergy does not mean smooth agreement. It means the team can hold tension, argue with respect, and still move forward. Watch for how conflict resolves, not whether it exists. Information moving without being requested. In synergistic teams, people share what they know before they are asked because they trust it will be used well. Hoarding and silence are signs of the opposite condition. Roles that flex without confusion. You will see people step outside their job title when the situation requires it, then step back without friction. That kind of role fluidity only happens where role clarity is already well established. Accountability that faces inward. When something goes wrong, synergistic teams ask what the group missed, not who to blame. The direction of responsibility matters enormously. Keep these in mind as you read each example. Example 1. A product team that turned a flaw into a feature. A team of 6 was 3 weeks from a product release when a quality assurance specialist flagged a structural problem in the core design. The project manager could have pushed it through and hoped for the best. Instead, she called the full team together for 90 minutes. What happened in that room was worth watching. The designer who had built the flawed element did not defend it. He asked the QA specialist to walk him through every concern, then turned to the engineer beside him and said, "What would you need from me to make the fix viable before Friday?" The engineer answered directly. The marketing lead, unprompted, offered to revise the launch timeline and take responsibility for the client conversation. Nobody performed. Nobody protected territory. The flaw was addressed. But more than that, the revised design was stronger than the original plan. 3 separate people had contributed ideas in that 90 minutes, but none of them had brought to the table individually. Here is the truth of it: the collective output did not just fix a problem, it created something better than any one of them had planned. That is what team synergy looks like when it works. Example 2. A cross-functional team that could not find its center. A marketing team and a technology team had been asked to build a shared customer platform. Both teams were capable. Both had clear internal leadership. 6 months in, the platform was behind schedule and neither side was entirely sure why. The communication between them was polite and regular. But watch what was actually happening. Each team was making decisions independently and presenting them to the other as near final. The technology team built infrastructure based on assumptions about what marketing would need. The marketing team designed user flows without checking what their infrastructure could support. Every meeting was an update, never a genuine exchange. The result was a product built in 2 halves that did not quite fit together. When their integration failed, both teams had documentation to show they had communicated. What they had not done was collaborate. For a closer look at how this pattern plays out across different organizations, the article on cross-functional team synergy examples from leading organizations goes deeper into what makes the difference. The absence of synergy is not always loud. Sometimes it looks like perfectly professional parallel effort that quietly fails to add up. That is what happens when team synergy is absent. Example 3. A new hire who changed a team's direction. A team of 5 had been running the same internal reporting process for 2 years. It worked. Nobody questioned it. Then a new hire joined, 3 weeks in, and asked during a team meeting, "Is there a reason we do not pull this data directly from the source system instead of re-entering it manually?" The silence lasted about 4 seconds. The team leader, rather than explaining why the current approach existed, said, "Walk us through what you are thinking." The new hire explained. 2 people in the room immediately saw the implication. One of them finished her sentence before she had. The process changed within a month. It saved several hours per week and reduced a recurring error pattern. But the more important thing was what that moment revealed about the team. A junior person with 3 weeks of context had just altered how a team of experienced people worked. That only happens where psychological safety is genuinely present, not just claimed. Experience without openness becomes a closed system. That team was open. That is what team synergy looks like when it works. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Example 4. A team that stopped talking after a hard conversation. A senior manager had delivered feedback to the team about a missed deadline. The feedback was accurate. It was also delivered in a group setting, in a way that made individuals feel publicly criticized rather than collectively challenged. The meeting ended. People returned to their desks. Over the following fortnight, communication on the team dropped noticeably. People responded to direct questions, but stopped volunteering information. The informal conversations that had previously seeded the best ideas went quiet. A second deadline approached, and nobody raised a concern until it was nearly too late, because the cost of speaking up felt too high. The manager had not intended to damage anything. But intent is not the same as impact. One poorly handled feedback moment had eroded the trust that made the team's communication function. The article on how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy addresses exactly this dynamic, and how to recover from it. Synergy is not a structural property of a team. It is a living condition that requires tending. That is what happens when team synergy is absent. Example 5. A decision made better by the person who disagreed. A leadership team was moving toward a unanimous decision to discontinue a product line based on the most recent quarter's numbers. One operations manager was not convinced. She had seen a different pattern in a subset of customers that the quarterly report did not surface. She did not stay quiet to keep the peace. She asked for 10 minutes to show the data. Some people in that room were not pleased to slow a decision they considered settled. She presented anyway, specifically and calmly. By the end of those 10 minutes, 3 people had changed their position. The product line was retained with a revised strategy and showed growth the following year. Notice what made that moment possible. She had the courage to hold a contrary position. The team had the discipline to hear it. And the outcome was better than the original consensus would have produced. That is not coincidence. As the article on team synergy versus teamwork explains, this kind of productive friction is precisely what separates genuine synergy from polite cooperation. Disagreement, offered with respect and received with honesty, is one of the most powerful tools a team has. That is what team synergy looks like when it works. The patterns across all these synergy examples. Looking across these examples, several patterns emerge that are worth naming directly. Number 1. Trust enables speed. In every working example, people moved faster because they trusted their teammates enough to be direct, to share early, and to act on what they heard. The team that stopped communicating after a hard feedback session slowed down measurably, not because capability changed, but because trust did. Number 2. Good synergy includes productive friction. Three of the five examples involve someone challenging an existing plan or decision. The teams that handled that challenge well produced better outcomes than the ones that did not. Synergy is not harmony for its own sake. It is the ability to use disagreement constructively. Number three, information flows before it is requested. In the product team example and the new hire example, people offered what they knew without being asked. In the cross-functional failure, information moved only in response to direct requests. That single difference changed everything. Number four, roles bend without breaking. The marketing lead who volunteered to handle a client conversation, the engineer who answered directly, the new hire who raised a process question, each of these people acted outside their defined role because the situation required it. Synergistic teams make that movement natural, not exceptional. Number five, recovery matters as much as performance. The team that lost its communication rhythm after the feedback session did not have a talent problem. It had a repair problem. The capacity to rebuild trust after a rupture is one of the most underrated elements of sustainable synergy. These patterns are not coincidences. They are the mechanics of team synergy at work. What these synergy examples mean for you? Reading examples is only useful if you can apply what you observe. Here are some honest questions worth sitting with. Does disagreement on your team tend to sharpen decisions or stall them? If most challenges to plan get smoothed over quickly, the team may be trading synergy for comfort. When someone new joins your team, do they feel safe asking basic questions within their first month? The new hire example only worked because the team leader made space for it. Do people on your team share relevant information before they are asked? Or do you find things out late? Proactive information flow is one of the clearest signs of trust at work. After a difficult conversation or a public criticism, does your team recover quickly or does communication quietly contract? The cost of that contraction is worth tracking. Can you point to a recent decision that was made better because someone on your team disagreed and was heard? If you cannot recall one, that absence is worth examining. Are the people on your team clear enough about their own roles that they can step beyond them when needed? Without that foundation, flexibility becomes confusion. If several of these questions surface discomfort, that is useful information. The article on real-world case studies of breakthrough team synergy shows what teams look like when these conditions are built deliberately, not just hoped for. Frequently asked questions. What are some examples of team synergy at work? Team synergy examples include a cross-functional group that resolves a product flow faster than any single department could, or a team that turns disagreement into a stronger solution by listening fully before responding. The common thread is collective output that exceeds what any individual could have produced alone. How do you recognize team synergy examples in your own workplace? Look for moments when a team solves a problem no single person could have solved alone, when disagreement sharpens rather than stalls the work, and when people with different skills build on each other naturally. These are the clearest signals that synergy is present and functioning well. What does team synergy look like when it is missing? When team synergy is absent, you see people working in parallel rather than together, information hoarded between departments, and decisions made without input from the people doing the work. Output feels like the sum of parts, not something greater, and the gap is often most visible under pressure. Can team synergy examples involve conflict? Yes, some of the strongest team synergy examples involve real disagreement. The difference is that the conflict is about the work, not the people, and both sides stay committed to a shared outcome. Healthy tension, handled well, often produces better decisions than easy agreement ever could. What is the difference between teamwork and team synergy examples? Teamwork means people completing tasks together. Team synergy means the combination of those people produces results none of them could have reached alone. The examples that illustrate synergy always show output that surprises even the team members involved, not just coordinated effort toward a shared goal. How do team synergy examples relate to psychological safety? In almost every strong synergy example, people speak up early, challenge ideas without fear, and admit uncertainty when they have it. That willingness only exists where psychological safety is present. Without it, people self-censor, and the collective intelligence of the team never fully surfaces in the work. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.